You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals.
This is the Daily Meggs Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Meggs.
While listening to the Daily Meggs Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Monday. Hope you had a stellar weekend. I feel like you cannot escape, we cannot escape the month of June here in Washington without a little bit of Junuary.
Oh, yeah.
But we had kids over the weekend. My sister's kids were over. My niece and nephew, Barrett's there. These kids are like out playing with the hose. They have their swimsuits on. They're running through sprinklers. I was layered up. I had the heat on in my house. And these kids are just not feeling feelings at all.
That was the same with Tatum. She had the hose out. She was like trying to quote unquote garden, which I think is hilarious because she just like picks a couple berries off of a bush and then just starts spraying water on anything that. Not the lawn, but apparently that's gardening. But at one point, she has the hose on the ground, and she's just shoving her face into it, drinking the water. I'm like, it's freaking cold out.
These kids, they just, I don't know, maybe it's because their blood doesn't have like as far to flow to their extremities as we do, but I just don't understand how they don't feel the cold.
We're quickly becoming the old people that want to turn the thermostat up when it's like, it's completely comfortable for everybody else but the old people. Like, my dad was the worst at that. Like, I remember when they stayed at my house whenever they would visit, and he would like, just, it was like so not passive aggressive. It was aggressive aggressive. He would come downstairs wearing like a hoodie. He'd have the hood up over his head. Like, it's freaking cold in this house. I'm like, no, it's not. Like, it's comfortable.
So as I know your dad was very specific about his thermostat. What was his temperature of choice?
Oh, man. I towards the later years of his life, I got to imagine like 85 degrees in the house.
God.
It was cooking.
Just sweating.
But to go back to kids, I mean, it's like same with like the splash parks or even when like we set up like the little inflatable kiddie pool. You fill it up with cold water. I'm like, there's not a chance in hell I even want to put my toes in this water.
No.
And Tatum's just like fully submerged, splashing, having the best time.
These kids are crazy.
Yeah. Or we're just old.
It's probably both. Let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
The DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. Just to circle back to that. Danny, is I'm wondering, what is the age where they stop realizing things are just too cold to, like, step foot in? I don't know. Lily's never been like your two children.
Really? Even
your
when
two
she was
heathens.
Little?
Oh, ever since she was little, if it's cold, she immediately has the worst time.
Oh.
And all weekend, she was just like, Dad, it is too cold in Seattle. I want to go back to Tucson.
Okay.
She doesn't even live in Tucson anymore, by the way. But it's like 110 there, and she was watching the weather app, and she's like, it's way too cold. Let's snuggle under a blanket and watch movies.
She's calling like a her wizard.
Mom. Yeah. She's like, Mom, we're moving back to Tucson.
This is ridiculous.
Hey, today's a great day, especially if you're a fan of a certain type of pizza. Like, I know that Danny and I are, and I believe we got you converted as well, which is Moto Pizza.
Oh.
Detroit-style pizza. Happy National Detroit-style Pizza Day. As a New Yorker, I feel like I would be kicked out of New York if I ever said this, but I truly, I mean.
We won't tell him.
Detroit-style pizza is the best.
It's a secret between
I
us.
I absolutely love that kind of pizza. I think it's the tastiest.
It's so good.
Yeah, and Moto is one of my favorite places I've ever had pizza at.
Oh, today's the day.
Speaking of, you could get Moto Pizza at Mariners games. And speaking of the Mariners, yesterday, man, the bats were alive for the Seattle Mariners as they took on the Chicago Cubs in Wrigley Field. Actually, the bats were alive for the Cubs as well. But you know what? Six runs was not enough when the Mariners put up 14.
Woo!
14. And yet again, Cal Raleigh, another home run. This guy is just on a tear. I mean, on Friday, he broke the record that was set by Hall of Famer Johnny Bench back in 1970 for the most home runs by a catcher before the All-Star break when he hit his 28th and 29th. He's now at 31. Which is kind of crazy because he reached that milestone in 73 games, which is 14 fewer than Johnny Bench. I mean, this has just been an incredible season for Cal Raleigh. We were at Rhubarb Days yesterday, and so many people were rocking Mariners jerseys, and I know they're not in first place yet, but I think there is a certain energy and excitement, mainly because of Cal Raleigh. And somebody was walking by with the Mariners jersey, and one of the people that had like a kiosk or a stand said, hey, did Cal Raleigh get another home run? And like eight of us turned and go, yes!
People are invested in the season. This is our year.
I mean, we're invested in Big Dumper.
Yes,
in
we are.
More ways than one.
The Oklahoma City Thunder, they are your NBA champs.
Ooh.
For 2025. They won the trophy at home. After the first quarter, it was a pretty close game, but by the end, they had pretty much run away with it, and the final of the fourth quarter was very depressing for anybody watching in Seattle. This is the final call.
The Thunder have taken the NBA by storm. For the first time, the NBA champion resides in Oklahoma.
I know I'm good enough. I didn't hear any more of that. At least they didn't say their first championship since leaving Seattle. I saw so many people posting that.
Please stop.
I get if you're not from the Pacific Northwest, you probably don't care.
Mm-mm.
So there's like a lot of national stories that were still like kind of including the Seattle history, which until we get a team, I guess it is part of their history, but it stings.
It's gross.
But the only like bittersweet part was the dude from Gonzaga won a championship.
That is pretty cool.
Chet Holmgren.
Also, what a bummer to watch Tyrese Halliburton go out. That was just an awful injury. And you, when they slowed it down and showed it to you, you were like, ooh, that looks like an Achilles tendon problem. Like, it was not good.
And that's like a tough injury to come back from, just like for an average Joe, but for an athlete,
yes.
that's a tough one.
Very sad.
If that's the case. Hey, cops in Oregon, they're searching for a 42-year-old guy who led officers on a high-speed chase, then left the SUV, and then he ran off on foot. We bring him up because he's making national news, not just here in the Pacific Northwest, but because of his name. His name is Looney Tune. First name Looney, last name Tune. Here are the news anchors over at, was it K2? I think they call it KATU ABC2, trying to make sense of this guy's name.
Police still searching for the driver accused of firing shots at officers during a pursuit this morning. The man's name is Looney Tune. Police consider him armed and dangerous.
K2 Shelby Slaughter joins us live in the Eastmoreland neighborhood where this happened. And Shelby, first question, and it's on everybody's mind right now, is that actually the suspect's name?
So his full name is Looney John Franklin Tune.
Oh, okay. If I know his middle name was John Franklin, now all of this makes sense.
Very normal.
That one anchor, you can tell, was just having a hard time with it. He's like, what are we doing here?
It's a fun story.
Hey, as far as weather, in the high of 75 degrees. It's going to be sunny today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino, and that's what's up.
The Daily Migs Show.
Migs, I want to welcome you to the club. Tatum apparently experienced a first.
Yes.
Her first curse word.
Her first curse word.
So what was it? We would love for you to call in right now and guess what Tatum's first curse word was. 206-803-ROCK. We will talk to you at 620.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love. Or the trends everyone's obsessing over. Or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Over the weekend, young Tatum, 5 years old, your daughter is, yes. Steve. She said her first swear.
And honestly, like, I've been waiting for this moment. And everyone I talk to, I'm just like, I don't know when it's going to happen. Mom's like, she's super good about, like, keeping her ears away from bad words on TV. And, mm-hmm. like, on, you know, we don't play any, like, questionable music in the car. Like, we're doing our best. Like, eventually it's going to happen, though. So we asked our rockaholics what words they were. And a lot of people have been texting in. My favorite one's from our friend Red, Red the Chicken Man. He said, did she say the word thunder?
Oh! Ouch.
Which kind of is a curse in the Pacific Northwest right
it
now.
It is.
Somebody was wondering if it was the S word.
Mm.
That's from Lakewood Larry. Another person was wondering if she said the F word because they said my 2.5-year-old's been driving with his mom a bit too much. And just before the age of 3, he used the F word. So that's my guess.
Oh, no.
Those are not right.
No, oh, none of those are right.
Ow. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
So, T-Dog, what word do you think she said? You know, FCC friendly, of course.
I'm going to go with the... the C word.
Oh man, I would lose my mind. I might have put that on social media.
Oh, no.
Proud dad moment. If we were in England, my daughter would be dominating in the world of vocabulary.
Yes.
Danny, what do you think?
I think it's going to be something really, like, not thinking that it's a curse, but I think that it's going to be like somewhat of a curse, like stupid or crap.
You're going down the right road.
Okay.
But it's not as tame as those. But you're going down the right road.
Oh.
But not as tame.
So it's a word that we could say on the radio.
Okay.
But no, you know, mom is going to want to hear their 5-year-old daughter say it.
Oh boy, I'm very curious.
Is it the... oh, I'm excited.
What do you think?
Is it the B word?
Yes. Yes.
What?
What? Tatum said, bitch. In all fairness, mom was being kind of rude to her. And she had every- no, I'm kidding.
Oh, oh my God. I was like, is Tatum still living at the house?
No, she's with grandma now. It was a good run, but we're back to just being, you know, a couple with a couple of dogs, and that's about it. No, it was the B word. And in all fairness, she didn't know she said a curse word. She was rhyming things with Stitch.
Oh, I love it.
And then she just kind of focused fully on bitch. She goes, stitch, bitch. And we're like, I'm like, where's my phone? Where's my phone? I didn't get it out in time to hear that, but I did grab some audio of us trying to explain to Tatum why that's not a good word, which is very difficult to explain because there's different levels to the word bitch.
For sure.
So here's that moment.
You didn't know that. I came out of nowhere.
No, my dad's a bitch.
What does a bitch mean? All right, how do we explain this one? Mom, you want to take the wheel on this one?
Oh, yeah, give it to her.
Female dog.
I was going to say, technically it means a female dog, but people use it to call people not so nice names. Actually, at the dog show, I think they had like a bitch category.
No, at this point, I'm like, Sid, you're not helping matters. Just say it's not a good word.
Just dropping bitch.
We don't need to add more context to this. How often are we going to dog shows? We can address that when we get there. But I was like, you know what? Have at it.
In the right context, it's not. But even I feel weird.
So not for say bitch.
So never say bitch. Yes.
Not for say bitch.
Unless you're at a dog show and you're showing a female dog, then yeah, probably just don't say.
That was pretty much my reaction to just scream. Let's end this conversation.
Oh my gosh.
Never say bitch.
Do you remember by any chance the first bad word that you ever said to your parents?
It wasn't to my parents. It was at school, and I got ratted out by my friend's parents.
And you got in trouble.
Yeah. And the word, and another word that's not FCC unfriendly, but I guess in the eyes of my family, it was bad. I said hell. H-E double hockey sticks.
Oh, Steve.
And my buddy Chris, his mom, was so mad that I said it that she called my mom. And I think my mom was mad because she felt like she had to be mad. It was more of like a performative kind of thing. Like,
sure.
She's just like, yeah, well, the mom's mad. I should, because my mom was dropping worse words growing up. But that was the first word that I picked up on. Nice. What about you?
Well, I still remember asking my mom what the F word meant when she was on the phone with my aunt. And she was like, sister, I'm going to have to call you back. And so then we had a little chit chat. And she's like, first of all, where did you hear that word? Which was from my dad and his friends. But yeah, that was the day that I learned, like, oh, I guess we don't say that one.
Danny, what about you?
Damn. Yeah, I said,
Daniel.
My mom was walking around the house looking for the keys, and she was going, I can't find the damn keys. She was getting angrier and angrier. And so about, I don't know, 10 minutes later, I go up to her, and I'm like, Mom, did you find the damn keys yet? And she was like, okay.
To your room.
Just little sponges we are. 206-803-ROCK. If you remember the first word you ever said or the first curse word your kid ever said, call now.
The Daily Mix Show.
We want to know the first curse word you ever said or the first curse word your kid ever dropped. Call 206-803-ROCK. And we will take your calls after Foo Fighters. Do you remember the first curse word you ever said? Or even better, the first curse word your kid ever said?
And we're talking about this because my 5-year-old daughter, her first curse word happened over the weekend, and it was bitch.
So not what say bitch?
So cute. 206-803-ROCK, tell us about the first curse word you said or the first curse word your kid ever said. Now, Steve, we have someone on hold whose first curse word was directed toward their grandmother.
Awesome.
We're going to chat with them in just a second. But first, Skyler from Gig Harbor, what was the first curse word you said?
Hey, good morning, guys. I had a grandfather who had a parakeet, and years ago, I can't remember how he got the name, but he started calling the bird Damn Bird. And so, me being a kid, I was real excited to go write up a report in crayons for the school, you know. My grandpa got his damn bird, you know.
Did you get any trouble for that?
No, actually. I came home. I think that my family still enjoys telling the story.
Damn bird.
It's not that offensive of a word. So
no.
I feel like you can safely just share that story with people, and people are like, I got to question your parenting.
That's so cute. 206-803-ROCK, Jacob from Olympia. What was the first curse word you said?
All right, so I was like 2 years old, and my grandma loves telling this story. She's a really nice little Christian lady. And she used to call me Fritz all the time. And I was barely speaking, you know, at that point, because how young I was. And I looked at her and I'm like, if you call me Fritz one more time, I'm going to call you Effer.
Wait, do you remember where you first heard that word?
Oh, yeah, my parents all day.
were they referring to grandma as an Effer?
Yeah, I guess so. I think that's what I was going for.
That's fantastic.
I know all too well the super, like, conservative Catholic grandma. In those kind of moments, there's a lot of rosary beads that are being looked at during that time.
206-803-ROCK. Chuck from Mill Creek, what was the first curse word that you ever said or the first curse word your kid said?
Oh, about a year ago, my daughter was on her scooter, and I told her to put her helmet on, and she looked at me. She's 4 years old at the time. And she just says, Mama didn't raise no bitch, and scooted off. Come to find out, my wife had been listening to some song that's like the chorus to.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That must be a real banger.
Yeah, and I'm like, what? And she just scooted off down the driveway, and I'm like, I can't be mad at that. Like, you used it properly and everything. You're smart.
Did you talk to your wife about this? Like, you're like, hey, what happened?
Oh, yeah. I was like, we got to be careful about the music we listen to. And she looked at me. She's like, you listen nothing but 90s gangster rap. And I'm like, you're right. This is on both of us.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so great.
Let's check with Tatum on that one.
Enough with the bitch.
Unless mom has raised one, right? Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Nate from Federal Way. What was the first curse word you ever said?
So it was my roommate's four-year-old, and he said effer because of me.
Why did he say it because of you?
I play a lot of games online, and that's the term I use when I get mad at people.
These kids, they pick up on words.
It's classic.
Looking at the text messages, someone said, just like Tatum, ours was bitch. Our three-year-old dropped her juice and muttered, son of a bitch. Like, she just had the worst day at the office. We couldn't even be mad. It was too funny.
So not for say bitch?
No, you can't say that.
Never, ever.
One more text.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, how would you like to beat Steve? This man has a record of 205 wins, 64 losses, and 47 ties thus far in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 650.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!